Good morning. Welcome to KPCRadio.com. This is the fourth episode of Hidden Tone, the place where music is exposed and artists doesn't go untold. My name is Napoleon Smad and I am the host today. And we have Jim Long, an alternative country. You know what? You explain yourself. You describe who you are.
Well, my name is Jim Long. I guess you call it alternative country artist.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, Napoleon.
So tell us about yourself. Like, how did this begin?
How did this begin? Well, I've been writing and playing songs for many years of my life, and this country music has always been there. My parents, folk artists, and now I'm here in Los Angeles, all the way from western upstate New York.
Nice. So, okay, so you mentioned that your family is music artists as well.
Yeah.
So you grew up in a household that, like, did you guys, like, harmonize together? Like, what is it like growing up into a musical household?
It's fantastic. It's very creative, very supportive. You know, as a musician, I know some families might be a little bit reluctant on having those kids run out and being musicians.
Right.
But, no, they definitely were there for me, and yep, we sang together. We go out, play shows, backyard parties together,
nice.
And you know, Christmas time comes around, go caroling. There's our harmonies right there.
That's nice. So how long have you been? I mean, so how long have you been singing?
I've been singing. Yeah, I started choruses back in, you know, elementary school and church. You know, probably starting in the choir right there, you know, Sunday school.
Okay. So please describe, I guess, your music. Like, I know you say you call yourself an alternative country.
Yeah, that's artist. The seems like the term that's coming out for it.
But how would you, like, describe it? Like, what is your image that you're trying to portray?
My image, well, it's mainly me.
Okay.
This is the radio, so you can't really see me, but I guess it's
paint a picture.
It's, good songwriting, and well, folk music influenced, classic country, like some of the greats, like we were talking about Dolly Parton and, you know, Hank, you know, and Dwight Yoakam, but you know, the it's more the alternative, I think, is just the mixture of different influences in my life, like R&B or hip hop or rock music that I've studied throughout the years. So that's where we're at, alternative country.
Okay, I like that. So earlier you were telling me that you're from Pittsburgh, correct?
Well, my parent, I got a couple parents. My mother and my sister live in Pittsburgh, but I'm actually from the Finger Lakes region of New York.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
It's near Rochester, New York.
Okay.
You might, I don't know if you've...
I've heard of that name.
Rochester.
I don't know that.
Yeah, Rochester area, or though. Buffalo. Yeah. Very, very, very artistic areas of our country.
Okay, so what you know, inspired you to come to Los Angeles, if that's also an artistic place?
Yeah, Los Angeles, I teamed up with a group of friends, called it a band, and moved out here. And, we just stayed, didn't leave, just stayed and continued to learn about the music industry. While I was here, I got a job with a label, went on tour around the country, and then I worked for another producer, and then started up my own studio.
So do you still work with the label?
No, I don't work with the label anymore. But it was a good learning experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Totally.
Okay. So you've met the people here when you came to Los Angeles? Did you meet all those, not the label people, but the people who you created the
band
with?
Yeah.
You came here with. Okay, yeah. So you met them there.
Yep, we met there, and then we packed up our van and trailer and middle of the night because it's cold, and went, you know, over there it gets really cold, and
right,
we're done with the snow. And we left in the middle of a blizzard in the middle of the night, hugged our loved ones goodbye, and drove away.
Nice. So do you ever go back and visit them sometime?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. We go back. Yeah, we go back. We got a nice fam. We a lot of musician friends are in our family, and so yeah, so we go back, play music with them, and still definitely show a lot of love back at home.
Okay. So how long have you been in Los Angeles?
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Wow. So what is your experience like, as in some of the struggles that you faced as an artist, you know?
Struggles as an artist would be defining who you are.
Okay.
And understanding who you are, because there's a lot of people out here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different momentums, and just, you know, you have to really discover just yourself, and you will be submerged with a lot of different, you know, people telling you who they think you should be.
Right.
You know, right. Like, I don't like that, maybe try that. Have you heard this person? Maybe try something like that. So,
it's like they will try to turn you into a product, but their product.
Exactly. Well, somebody wants to be a part, you know, I told them, try this, try that. It's like, but, you know, once we figure out just who we are, mm-hmm. I mean, you might be a product if you want. You know, there's definitely that way as an artist. But myself, I'm not necessarily that kind of, you know, I'm a singer, but I ain't a product singer. I guess.
Right, it's like you don't really try to follow the trend. Like, what do they call it? What is it called when there's a product out, but then if everyone gets it? I can't really describe it, but basically, yeah.
Trends.
What was another phrase?
well, I guess.
It's like high in demand.
Yeah, high in demand. Well, you know, and I also do keep current on new music, so we're definitely influenced by what's being put out there. But I think the most important thing about being an artist and being being happy with what you're doing, you know, you can, it's good to just remain yourself and work your company, you know, your own company. You were saying you're here taking some classes so you could run your music company, and that's brilliant. That's what we should be doing, because, you know, I have friends that are in bands that are traveling the world, and, you know, they have restrictions on what they can do, you know, they're doing that, but at the same time, sometimes it feels restricting, and, you know, like myself and a lot of the players that I associate with around town, we've developed our own sort of sounds, and we're sticking to it.
That's good. So would you say, like, where you are right now, it's like you have all the freedom, you know what I mean, compared to the higher you get, or if you, say, for instance, you do get signed to a major label, that freedom begins to get, you know, limited, because now they run.
Well, it might be. It depends on how well you know your company.
Okay.
How well you know yourself and what you can, you know, what you can give or what you want to give. You know, you're a musician yourself. You write some songs, and you know who you are, and and you can do yourself the best than anybody else.
Definitely.
And so, you know, people might direct you to try some things different that might be more appealing to the masses, which helps your company.
Yeah.
If you can agree with that,
right,
and you're all right with it, but definitely, I don't know, stick up for yourself and just know who you are, and, you know, be willing to work with things, but don't sabotage yourself for, like, a quick return, you know, because you're going to have to live with yourself for the rest of your life.
That's definitely true right there. So what are some of the highlights that you've, you know, experienced? I mean, I guess you kind of talked about it a little bit, but if you can go more in detail about that.
Highlights of
your career since you began 10 years ago in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles? Yes. Well, highlights would just be some of the good friends I've met. Mm-hmm. I guess as far as career goes, the label I worked with was Matthew McConaughey's record label, and it was with a reggae artist, and I love reggae music, and that was just awesome, you know. The company was great. It was nice learning about the road and branding, and mm-hmm. Then after the label, I worked with a producer named Omos Keith. He's from Sahara. It's this collective, music collective group, and he produced Ocean. I am just looking at you right now. Frank Ocean record.
Frank Ocean, okay.
So he, you know, Badu and Jill Scott, you know. And
oh, nice. Okay.
So that's was his, you know, that's where he's at. And he's a great producer, and that was fantastic to work with him for about a year. I worked with the label for about 2 to 3 years, and then I signed a lease on a building. Mm-hmm. And turned it into a studio. So I took what I learned from there, mm-hmm. and then, you know, created this studio, this place to just go make music and invite friends that I've met throughout the years, and mm-hmm. and challenge each other to just keep writing good music.
Nice, okay.
And sort of be yourself and create your own company. You know, because a lot of us aren't signed to major labels, and
right.
We don't have that, and a lot of us aren't gonna have that, but it doesn't mean that we don't make good music and that we can still develop and become some, you know, and in the way, you know, along the way, we'll figure out what we, you know, as long as we keep the music going.
Definitely. So this production company that you began, is this like more of management, or like, I know you said studios, but I mean like, what else, I guess, could you say it is?
I guess it's a little management. It's like, okay. There's no contracts or anything. I have a lot of youth that comes through. You know, they just, you know, we just talk. We just talk about what music is, mm-hmm. and we just give each other advice.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
It's just a place for like minds to come and discuss what it is that we're doing out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and take a deep breath and be like, all right, let's go.
Okay. Well, I like the fact that you're reaching out to, I guess, the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and just those who are beneath you, so they're able to learn from this and just not know that there's only one way to make it into the music industry, but just know that there's different entities or there's different things you can do while you're growing as an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought about there's a couple artists now where, you know, once they get signed, basically they're doing what you're doing, but the opposite way. They get signed, I guess, to create their brand, mm-hmm. and then they create production companies, you know?
Right.
And I think that's fascinating of how, you know, you're doing the production company first, even though you're working on your music, but it's like, it's able to grow with you. You know, it's a work in progress.
Right,
learning thing.
So. Yeah, it's not waiting around for someone else to
exactly.
do it, really. You know, and hopefully, and a lot of artists are figuring that out. Like, mm-hmm. just go for it, you know? Just go for it. You might hear a lot of, like, you should do this, but shoot, you know?
Yes.
Just do it.
So would you consider yourself a full-time musician, or do you have like a 9-to-5? Like, how are you able to maintain your lifestyle?
So I guess I would be a full-time. It definitely consumes my life.
Okay.
You know, I hear at Pierce, we're doing a play right now, Tartuffe.
Tartuffe.
So I'm pretty much a one-man pit band for that.
Nice.
And that's been great. We have one more weekend left
Okay. And what are the dates?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think it's brownpaperbag.com is where you can find those tickets.
Okay.
And the students can get, discounted tickets.
And that's here at Pierce
that's
College?
That's here at Pierce, yep. Okay. Right up in the music department. And so, I came back to school to just reconnect, learn,
mm-hmm.
and joined up with the play, and when I go home from that, I'll turn on the computer. I might do some mixes. People might come over to rehearse. Definitely submerged in it. The studio. Sometimes we got ups and downs. It'll pay for itself, but mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't, and you have to get through those times, go get a job, and, and then it'll be on the up,
Yeah.
And that could be, that's just the way when you're running your own thing, it's going to be like.
Definitely. I mean, it's a hustle.
Yeah.
It's
work. It's hard work.
So where do you see yourself in the future, in 5 years? Well, the future is 5 years, but where do you see yourself in, 5 years from now?
5 years from now. Well,
as an artist, obviously.
As an artist, I see have been creating releases and just releasing my music.
Okay.
And let's talk about the next year. I see radio tour going off.
And what is that? I'm sorry.
A radio tour? Yes. Well, this would be a way, to radio promotion, send out your music.
Okay.
And this is a really good plan. Send your music out and go talk to the radio, like what we're doing right now. And get out there by yourself. You don't have to bring a whole band. You're not paying. We can't afford to bring a lot of people with us sometimes.
Right.
And start making your name. Get out there, and release your music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I'm in the next 5 years. I hope to have, multiple, at least 3 to 4 records out.
Okay.
Successful. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm studying some animal science here, the horse training, and I'd like to be working on a ranches of some sorts and. But I'll definitely be doing music, and I'm involved with other bands here in LA, and I only see it getting better.
That's good. So if you want to go more in detail about the other bands that you're also part of.
Okay. I'm a drummer. So okay. My sister moved out to Los Angeles about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And we've been collaborating together, writing music. Mm-hmm. I'm also a producer, like a beat maker. Again, I got into the hip hop, R&B, we had this sort of electronic sort of duo thing that we've been doing. But right now, she started her project, similar to Jim Long project.
Right.
But this is a garage rock band called Slugs. And it's just rock music, almost 90s vibe. Really, really just cool music,
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I really I just really miss those, the 90 vibe music.
That's where we're at,
It remains classic to me.
I love it. It's like best of both worlds. As a drummer, I like playing music like that. And then also being able to sing this folk music. And just get it out, release.
Nice, I like that. All right, so before you play us a song, if you can just tell us or just speak to the audience, I guess pertaining to or just targeting towards young art, aspiring artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what is something that you could give them, some word of advice?
To any aspiring artist.
Someone who wants to be in your shoes and just, get through the struggles and,
Yeah, just stay alive. And
all right.
Stay
alive, guys.
And if you are alive, be thankful. You know, be thankful for what you got, and if you ain't made it to what you think is making it, but just remember what it is you do have, and what, you know, that you are breathing and you're able to write a song today, and you're able to go out and play that song and walk into a club and just express yourself. So just be thankful for what we got right now, and just keep working hard.
Nice, I like that. Stay gracious.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to play us a song. And what's the name of the song?
This song is Good Day to You.
Good Day to You.
It's sort of like a twisted breakup song. All right. Not like, it's a positive. It's about ending a relationship and being like, well, it's nice.
Right.
I'll see you later.
I'm so sorry. I just forgot to ask. What are some platforms or social media platforms that people can find you on, if you have any?
Well, I would say you can look up Longevity or Jim Long on SoundCloud.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of SoundCloud users out there. And just so happens the studio that I created and that we're running over there in Van Nuys is called the Los Angeles Producers Club, which is also LAPC. So thelapc.com, you will actually find a bunch of our music and a lot of the community that's involved with the studio over there in Van Nuys.
All right. Here is Jim.
Good morning.
Awesome. That's good.
Short and sweet for you.
Short and sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. That's Jim Long. And what's the name of the song again?
That was a Good Day to You.
Good Day to You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much coming on to the show. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. This is KPC Radio, Hidden Tone, a place where music gets exposed and artists doesn't go untold. Thank you so much. My name is Napoleon Samad. Have a great day.